and there were sound projections in the room from some of the other artists, and film and other sculptures. So it was cool. I mean, it was kind of like old days of San Francisco.
You're listening to the WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive.
Get out
right now until March 18th.
Have a very immersive
We're raising
sound
money to
experience.
Keep the radio on.
And that is
in the
Audium
Hudson Valley,
90.7 San Francisco.
FM.
That's the name of it.
It's the only frequency that is open to your conversation.
Very
you can
cool.
Do your own show on WGXC.
I had a similar experience that was not in person.
You can be a guest if you have an important issue to share.
There's
just
a group.
Give us a call. Send us
World
an email.
Sound,
send us a text. And however you want to communicate, we'll get you on the radio and let you communicate.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
This is Darian Sahanaja of the Brian Wilson Band, and you're listening to 90.7 FM. WGXC Acre.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan. You might know me as the host of the Playing Favorite Show. But I bet you didn't know that not only am I a volunteer, but I'm also a supporter. First, because I really believe the WGXC mission is to provide creative community radio to different talents, whether that's local news and opinion or providing a rich variety of music and architecture. Second, because in my nearly 4 years at the station, I've been impressed by the intelligent way WGXC's financial resources are investing in improving services to our listeners. For instance, we've just reduced our carbon footprint by converting to solar energy and cool our transmitter in Acre, and we will soon be by offering an Android service. But this is a game changer. That's why I'm here to show you the value of this year. Join me when it comes to $20 per month. So visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And thank you for listening on the radio.
Was targeted disproportionately at black and Latino people who composed nearly 90% of marijuana arrests despite using at rates similar to white people. And yet she was encouraged to see the state, and I quote, attempting to innovate, end quote, with its policy decisions. A representative of the Office of Cannabis Management explained the policy. Axel Bernabe, the Office of Senior Policy Director, said, and I quote, the dispensaries and retailers would be selling the product that would have.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick. I'm here with a reminder that it's pledge time here at the station from now through the end of March. WGXC is looking for enough sustaining supporters to help us do away with these pledge drives altogether. And we're super close, just $1,200 $2 more a month in our monthly sustaining budget, and we're there. If you head over to wgxc.org/donate, and for as little as $5 a month, or as much as, well, as much as you like per month, you can help WGXC stay on the air and support an exciting roster of programming, all coming to you commercial-free from the community of Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. Go donate now and tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC and they have Democrats such as Representative Antonio Delgado and Republicans such as Assemblymember Chris Teague on their side. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "It is critical that children have access to school meals that support their growth and well-being. I am deeply concerned by attempts to ban flavored milk from New York City schools," end quote. Delgado and other New York State members of the Congress have signed a letter objecting to the removal of chocolate milk from New York City schools. They include Republican Elise Stefanik, John Katiko, Tom Redd, Claudia Tini, Chris Jacobs, and Lee Zeldin, and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. The letter said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that reducing or eliminating the availability of flavored milk in schools has led to overall decreased milk consumption and increased food waste. In fact, a study of Oregon schools by Cornell found total daily milk sales declined by 9.9% when flavored milk was removed from the cafeteria and was associated with 6.8% fewer students eating lunch," end quote. Teague agreed. Teague said in a statement, "Cold, refreshing chocolate milk with a school lunch is a small, timeless joy that has carried students through the challenges of academia for decades. The thought of taking this small treat from our children, along with significant revenue from our daily farmer, from our dairy farmers, is incredibly callous and reeks of nanny statism," reports in the Times Union. "The elected officials did not tout chocolate milk as better nutritionally for children, but instead focused on sales of milk for dairy farmers. The first chances in the daily retail cannabis store. Owners or Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three seats on the Catskill Village Board in the March 15th election. Jeffrey Holliday and Michelle Williams are running against each other for a two-year term, and Diane Patriani Marsh, Jamie Hyron Mitchell, Megan Henry, and Natasha Law compete for the two three-year terms. Who compare in March 90% of the Catskill Central School District and is running on similar to one and Village Vision lines. Adding that she was encouraged to see the state, I'd like to improve the parks. I want to make them safe for kids to play. I want to continue to improve the sidewalks and create housing opportunities in the village," Burnaby. The Office of Senior Policy Director said, Meadows Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and retailers would be selling the product that would have been grown by New York farmers. We would be looking for individuals that come from communities that have been impacted by the over-criminalization. And I quote, "Even with the announcement, it may be more than a year before stores can police and sue Alexander." Were, the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management said, quote, and I want to improve the infrastructure in the village July and maintain so village for the application tied to these conditional retail licenses. Holliday is an incumbent, I want to emphasize and a retired police officer running on the Republican of the and Village dispensary licenses. Holliday said, and I quote, "I want to make sure we find a place for our community center." We lost more about this story years ago and need something for our youth. Henry Kirby reports in the Daily Bremen that dairy farmers have been complaining recently about having to pay overtime wages to workers, action party line that grocery store employees include, and I quote, "Now they also want New York City not to ban chocolate milk because they say they will sell less of the dairy product. And they have Democrats such as Representative Antonio Delgado and Republicans such as Assemblymember Chris Teague on their side." Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "It is critical that children have access to school meals that support their growth and well-being. I am deeply concerned by attempts to ban flavored milk from New York City schools," end quote. Delgado and other New York State members of the Congress have signed a letter objecting to the removal of chocolate milk from New York City schools. They include Republican Elise Stefanik, John Katiko, Tom Redd, Claudia Tini, Chris Jacobs, and Lee Zeldin, and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. The letter said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that reducing or eliminating the availability of flavored milk in schools has led to overall decreased milk consumption and increased food waste. In fact, a study of Oregon schools by Cornell found total daily milk sales declined by 9.9% when flavored milk was removed from the cafeteria and was associated with 6.8% fewer students eating lunch," end quote. Teague agreed. Teague said in a statement, "Cold, refreshing chocolate milk with a school lunch is a small, timeless joy that has carried students through the challenges of academia for decades. The thought of taking this small treat from our children, along with significant revenue from our dairy farmers, is incredibly callous and reeks of nanny statism," end quote. The elected officials did not tout chocolate milk as better nutritionally for children, but instead focused on sales of milk for dairy farmers. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three seats on the Catskill Village Board in the March 15th election. Jeffrey Holliday and Michelle Williams are running against each other for a two-year term, and Diane Petriani-March, Jamie Heyer Mitchell, Megan Henry, and Natasha Law compete for the 2 3-year terms. Petriani March works for the Catskill Central School District and is running on the Republican and Village Visions lines. Petriani March said, and I quote, "I'd like to improve the parks. I want to make them safe for kids to play. I want to continue to improve the sidewalks and create housing opportunities in the village," end quote. Heyer Mitchell works for Green Meadows Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and started the nonprofit animal rescue organization Higher Ground Rescue, and is running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Heyer Marshall says priorities include, and I quote, "fiscal responsibility and to ensure that services like fire, police, and sewer and water are maintained efficiently and proficiently," end quote. "I want to improve the infrastructure in the village and maintain village roadways," end quote. Holliday is an incumbent and a retired police officer running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Holliday said, and I quote, "I want to make sure we find a place for our community center. We lost it a couple of years ago, and we need something for our youth," end quote. Henry is a founder, executive director of Catskill Food Pantry, and private vocal teacher running on the Democrat and Action Party lines. Priorities include, and I quote, "after-school programs for children and our teens, as well as programming for adults and seniors. We need daycare centers that are affordable. Right now we have nothing, and our community is suffering from this." Williams owns Mermaid Cafe Bittersweet and is running on the Democratic and Action Party lines. Williams said, and I quote, "There are many things that can be done to improve and help the village, i.e. affordable housing, revitalizing Main Street and village businesses, a community center, children and resident activities, affordable daycare, but it all comes down to funding and allocating the money to make these things a reality," end quote. Law owns the Juice Branch and is an incumbent Democrat. Law said, and I quote, "We've created a filming ordinance and I hope to get it adopted once elected after a public hearing is set. This ordinance provides protection of the quality of life of residents, but also welcomes filming companies and provides much-needed revenue for the village of Catskill," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Waging peace, saving lives in Ukraine on International Women's Day. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Olena Shevchenko, a Ukrainian human rights and LGBTQI activist, meant to spend March 8th, International Women's Day, leading a mass protest in Kyiv as the chair of the Women's March there. Instead, she was 300 miles west, hunkered down in Lviv, desperately trying to help others escape, as she just had, from the worsening Russian bombardment and armored ground invasion of Kyiv and countless other cities.
You can imagine, for instance, for those people who don't have any money, for instance, in occupied cities, in Kharkiv, in Kyiv now, in Mariupol, how they can get out. It's almost not possible.
That's Olena Shevchenko speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. She escorted her parents from Kyiv to the relative safety, for now, of Lviv, but fears for those who remain trapped in Ukraine's many besieged cities.
The train station, this is obviously not even possible to get on the train because the queues are like for 2 or 3 days, and those of vulnerable communities, I mean people with disabilities, for instance, women with children, they don't have any chances to get on the trains because this is the huge fight between those who want to leave Ukraine.
In Lviv, Elena has access to electricity, the internet, and cell service, not to mention water and food, to coordinate escape for as many people as she can. But the number of Ukrainians needing help is simply overwhelming.
I have so many stories now. I don't know how to help them. And we receive like thousands of messages every day. And you just suffer because you can't help anymore. You can help, I don't know, 10, 20 people a day, but that's thousands of requests.
March 9th, the day after International Women's Day, was particularly devastating. Russia bombed the southern city of Mariupol's child and maternity hospital. Based on available video that's filtered out, the hospital was effectively destroyed. At least 3 people were killed, 17 injured. The mayor of Mariupol has reported that at least 1,200 people have been killed there since the invasion began on February 24th. The dead are being buried in mass graves. Escape through negotiated humanitarian corridors has proven almost impossible amidst Russian shelling and landmines on the route. Far from the smoldering remains of Mariupol's maternity hospital, in Washington, D.C., the House of Representatives passed a bipartisan $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill funding the federal government through September. It's expected to pass the Senate within days. The bill includes $13.6 billion in emergency aid funds for Ukraine. It also includes the long-overdue reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, as well as a sharp increase in military spending. Some of the Ukrainian aid money will go to support the more than 2.2 million refugees who fled the Russian invasion. Among those who support delivering aid is Congressmember Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis. She fled war in Somalia as a child and is the first African refugee ever elected to Congress.
It's heartwarming to see the incredible support from European countries, the United States, and everyone around the world that the Ukrainians are experiencing, right, as they flee war. Everyone fleeing war deserves this level of compassion and hospitality.
That's Congressmember Omar speaking on Democracy Now!
There are people from Haiti, Central America, to Bangladesh, to Afghanistan, and so many other places that are being displaced. And there are more people that are considered refugees and immigrants in the world right now than at any point in our, you know, in world history. And so, you know, we know that it's going to get worse as climate change gets worse, and I hope that we seize this moment to really start enacting policies that treat all people who are fleeing war and devastation the same way that we are treating Ukrainians at this moment.
International Women's Day developed from the early women's movements of the United States and Great Britain and the fight for the right to vote and for decent working conditions. But it also has roots in Russia, when women were protesting for peace in the lead-up to World War I. All too often, as men launch and fight wars, women and their children are the ones who suffer and die.
We received through our social networks from different women from different cities the request for help. They don't have medicines, they don't have food, they don't have any chances to survive.
Again, Elena Shevchenko.
We received the message from two people on the wheelchairs who said they are in Bucha, very near the Kiev, without anything in the basement. And nobody knows who will go there and save them. I'm not sure if they're still alive.
Elena ended with a request.
We're asking other women in different cities, in different countries, go to the streets and say no to war, say no to violence.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the WGXC listening area, which will stay in effect from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. There will be rain and snow between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., then all snow after 9 a.m. with the temperature falling to around 25 degrees by 5 p.m. A new snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches is possible. More snow is expected on Saturday night before 7 p.m., then a chance of snow showers between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 16 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 25. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Overture, candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. Overture, candlelights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Gas prices are going up again, and you know what that means. A hastily made story about it on your local 5 o'clock news. We'll start with a still shot of the gas station sign, obviously. Then someone opened up the gas tank and put the thing in. Next, we're going to do a shot of the price ticker as they fill up with gas. After that, we'll probably just interview someone at the gas station and ask them very leading questions to get them to make the situation sound way more extreme than it actually is, like this.
I can't afford to go to the grocery store anymore. I can't afford food anymore. Usually after work on a Friday, I go down to Chili's and get a cold beer, maybe a 2 for $20, but now with gas prices being the way they are, I can't even afford that.
After that, we'll show some more shots of the person we just interviewed getting gas and maybe showing them looking frustrated like this or maybe like this. Not yet convinced that the world is ending tomorrow? How about another doomsday soundbite?
I mean, at this point, I'm honestly thinking about maybe, you know, taking out a second mortgage on my house or selling one of my kidneys or something.
Then we'll conclude by telling you to tune back in at 10 p.m. to literally watch the exact same story again.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Transcend the broken dishes of
you're listening to WGXC right now during our WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive. We're trying to keep WGXC sustainable in the local community as a part of the Hudson Valley's media ecosphere. It's a dying ecosphere with more outlets closing all the time. There used to be a time when you went to a local town meeting and there were two or three reporters there from different publications. Now, more likely, you don't see any reporters. That's why WGXC has made it an effort to broadcast local town meetings. We have several web streams you can listen to. We've partnered with the town of Catskill, with the city of Hudson, and the village of Philmont, and webcast all their local meetings so you can be the local reporter. That's what WGXC is all about, empowering you with the raw information, and you can make up your own mind. We have all kinds of raw information on live web streams. Not just the WGXC 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, local programming, international radio art, and more. But there are other channels you can turn on if you go to wgxc.org/listen. We've got the microphones in the Wave Farm Pond. It's called Zach Poff's Pond Station. And let's bring it up here in the mix. That's what it sounds like in the water in the Wave Farm Pond. Sound travels especially well in water because it's so thick and the sound molecules move from one molecule to the other, where air is all spread out and they don't pump in as easily. So underwater sounds go for miles and miles. You can put a hydrophone in the ocean, and there are many hydrophones in the ocean. You can look online and listen. But you can also listen to your local water conditions in Zach Poff's Pond Station, one of the many web streams that's available at WGXC.org. And we're trying to give you some reasons to donate during our WGXC pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Let's sample some of the other web streams available. That one is Quintron's Traffic Sacks, hooked up so you can hear what the traffic sounds like on Route 23 in Accra. Right now there's an old-timey car passing. Again, this web stream is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to the traffic on Route 23 in front of the Wave Farm. And there's this one, the Quintron's Weather Warlock, which takes the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature, turns them into sound. So all these web streams are available at WGXC.org. If you click on the Listen button, there are many other flavors available. There's often two or three other web streams going with international radio art, with local town meetings, with local performances. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill has a webcast, so they turn on every time there's a performance on their stage. We've got partners with Issue Project Room in New York, Roulette in New York City, and other places in the Hudson Valley. So you can listen to so many more channels in WGXC at wgxc.org. And those are all available on the WGXC app that's available in the App Store. Right now it's only available to Apple users, but sometime next week it's going to be available for Android users too. It's free in the App Store. It lets you listen. It lets you
listen live to WGXC programming and all these WGXC web streams I'm talking about, and it lets you listen to all the archived programs that have happened over the years at WGXC. If you missed a local interview or if you want to hear a Lunar Moss show from 5 years ago, you can tune in on the WGXC app that's free in the App Store right now for Mac users, Apple folks. But next week sometime it'll be available for Android users too. So these are some of the reasons we're asking for donations. It's not just for WGXC.org, but it's also for the Altogether Now news channel that's available 24/7 at WGXC.org/listen. You can find out the local news and weather anytime on the Altogether Now channel that's also available next to Quintron's Weather Warlock, next to Quintron's Traffic Sacks, next to Zach Poff's Pond Station, next to the test site for Acoustic Commons. Here we are. The microphone in the woods at Wave Farm. We're mixing them all together now so you can hear all the different flavors of WGXC web streams that are available all the time at WGXC.org. So we're asking for your support. Please become a sustaining supporter today at WGXC.org/donate. Just cost 17 cents a day or $5 a month. And you can chip in and be one of the folks who makes sure that WGXC has the space and the capacity to reach your ears with local voices like the Clubhouse Radio Teens that are coming up at 6 p.m. on Fridays. And then at 7 p.m. on Fridays, it's time for Bound by Books, where local teens talk with the Hudson Area Library folks about what they've been reading. We've got all kinds of shows on the radio at WGXC. All sorts of live programming on Sundays with new rap and pop from Janessa McKay at 9 a.m. Brand new jazz from around the world with Cheryl Kay at 11 a.m. All kinds of music from around the world with Neva Wartell and Music for the Masses at 1 p.m. News and music from Haiti at 4 p.m. from Carlene Murphy. And then Irish music at 8 p.m. on Sundays from Tony Fallon. That's just one day on WGXC. Just think how many different flavors of radio you get with WGXC. Hopefully you like one or two or three or four of them. I know you probably don't like them all, but that's kind of the point here at WGXC and why we're asking you to donate at WGXC.org/donate to make sure the flavors that you like are still available. You don't want Rocky Road to go away, or maybe you're a fan of Orange Sherbert. But make sure your radio freezer is full of all sorts of flavors by making a sustainable donation today at WGXC.org, or just a one-time donation is fine too. Anything you can spare. We know it's tough times for all sorts of folks. So if you can spare a little money, maybe you can make up for the folks that can't. Please help out, keep community radio on in the Upper Hudson Valley. Keep it going strong at WGXC.org/donate. That's WGXC.org/donate. We need your help today, not the person next to you, not the other car down the road. When you get home, get out of your car and go to WGXC.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporter today.
We've got something. Now, a new sound, very melodic, a good, solid sound. The music, the instruments, the voices, and it's ready to go. Now, play it. Bad, different, Let's continue with the development. And to further enhance the sound, we'll add 10 notes to make it rich, memorable, a bigger, more important sound. And it's ready to go. Ready, go.
for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.